Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Daryl, everybody has a podcast these days. Even Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah, I see that.
I knew it was coming. I knew
it was
going to drop.
The latest episode of Building Brownstown, I think it's called,
dropped moments ago.
Okay.
I don't know that we have anything from this yet, but I know I've seen some of the early
clips,
preview, sharing information that he's sharing on the podcast. It's basically like him telling us about the new stadium and everything that's going to come with. And one of the first
it's the Barndominium.
All right,
get on board with the Barndominium.
That's what we're calling it now.
What Daryl's calling it now.
Listen, I'm the one that said in 2016 this is what they should do, and ultimately that's what they did do, was build a dome on that specific site. I called this almost a decade ago. Okay,
congratulations on all your success, Daryl.
So it's the Barndominium. The address of the Barndominium should be 1946.
See, this
Paul
is why
Brown
people
Way.
Don't like radio hosts, because they do the thing where, like, man, 7 years ago, I knew this was going to happen. I knew Tom Brady was going to fall off eventually. This is why we get a bad name, Daryl.
Hey, you know,
we got to go
I
back.
I would take Tom Brady over the current quarterback situation. So, come on.
I would take Tom Brady in a body cast over the current quarterback situation.
I'm just saying. This is why we're not liked in this town. Anyway. One of the
Speak
first,
for yourself. I'm beloved in my own mind.
Not according to my Twitter feed.
Go ahead and share this.
I shared one yesterday. That one guy said, I'm surprised Daryl's not being pessimistic for once. I mean, he's not wrong, but. You tell it like it is.
Knock it off. Not in the mood for that.
Tell it like it is.
I keep it real. I can't.
You're a realist.
I can't lie to people. I'm a horrible liar. I am the worst liar ever. I got away with nothing as a kid growing up. My guilt was written all over my face.
Daryl, it sounds like you just don't try hard enough.
Oh, no, trust me.
I've tried to get a lie right now. Lie to me right now about the Brown season.
Wasn't that a bit at one point? Lie to me.
About the Brown season. All right, I'm going to channel my inner Spencer German right now. Brown's a playoff contender.
Oh, my God. That is not even remotely what I said.
Why do you say that, Daryl?
Why are you putting words in my mouth?
I have no idea.
Couldn't hold it together.
I told you.
I saw the look in your face. You were going to do it, and then it broke down.
I am a horrible liar.
Yeah, you're definitely lying because I never said that. But so one of the first things that I've seen pop up about this first episode of this podcast from Jimmy Haslam is that he said there's going to be 12,000 to 14,000 parking spaces. Like, that's the capacity of the parking space that they're allowing.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm seeing people online saying that that's not enough parking. Okay. What do you know about the parking, Daryl? You've had your pulse on this thing for over a decade. You predicted they were going to build it there. You predicted that they were going to have as many parking spaces that they might have. So you got it all figured out. So how many? What's a? Is that a fair number? Or is that, that's that, because I'm going to, just like, again, this
might,
is.
Might be a smidge low from this, what I'm thinking.
This is a, like, I don't know, I don't have the information on, like, what other teams have for parking spaces.
We need to know how many parking spaces they're going to be, because remember, we're naming parking spaces after legendary Browns.
Are there 14,000 Browns coaches and legends?
Yes, there are. Just from 1999 to
Joe Thomas slot features the first two rows are just quarterbacks.
Is there going to be enough space that Hugh Jackson gets
four
one?
Rows, Owen.
Oh, okay.
That's four.
Is the farthest space from the stadium going to be the Hugh Jackson spot?
There are three spaces reserved for Hugh's three wins for his time here in Cleveland.
But actually, when
you pull into them, everyone stands there and claps for you and welcomes you in.
You know what? We could have the Al Lerner lot.
Okay.
And a space for each victory since 1999.
Can they do the
which
art?
Is,
are we under 100?
Can they do the Art Modell lot and you leave your keys and then your car just disappears?
Well, I had all this stuff figured out for previously in the show because we were talking about, you know, the Browns' history and where things are at and how bad things have gone.
While you're scrolling.
I'm scrolling to find my screen grab because NFL or something like that. They had posted, like, the winning percentages of everybody. From like the last 25 years, last 10 years, last 5 years. And believe it or not, it's actually gotten better for the Browns. Their winning percentage.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Since the 2000 season is 345. Worst in the NFL, they have 139 wins, 264 losses, and a tie. Now, if you include the 99 season, which they won two games, so that they've won 141 games. So I think 141 parking spaces would constitute a lot. Would it not, Owen?
Yeah, you can get a whole lot in there.
Okay, so there you go. And then you fast forward to the last
section of a lot.
The last 10 seasons, they're the third worst team in the NFL with a 350 win percentage, 57-106-1. But
does Johnny Manziel get a spot?
Yes, absolutely. He'll be the first spot.
He goes in the draft flameout lot, and it's all like the draft flameouts that didn't work out here. So you'd have Johnny Manziel.
I was going to go with Justin Gilbert.
I would
do like the beer chug lot for Johnny.
Well, we actually have...
Baker's the one who chugged the beer.
I want to play this before we get out. We actually have stuff that's not joking on them. So we have Jimmy Haslam right here from this Building Brownstown podcast. He's talking about Brook Park and how it won't be a challenge for them like the current situation is with the parking immediately outside of Huntington Bakefield right here. So here's Jimmy.
It just made more sense to go to Brook Park, which, as Dee said, is 12 miles from downtown. It's right across from the airport. You know this, but maybe a lot of our fans listening today don't know this. Two-thirds of our fans that come to a game at our current Huntington Field come from outside Cuyahoga County. Two-thirds. So that's 67%. So I think they're all excited. Dee and I spend a lot of time down in Columbus, as you know, with our soccer team. The people in Columbus are very excited because all of a sudden, if it's an hour and a half, hour 45, ingress, egress easy, parking easy, et cetera, and I'll just say coming to our current stadium, it's a challenge.
I just think when I hear 12 to 14,000 spaces, and again, this is just a guess. I don't know what other teams have. I don't know like what other stadiums provide. I'd have to like dig into that stuff. That sounds like not enough when you're,
if you put four people in your car, that's 56,000 people. The building's going to hold around 67,000.
Okay, so that does work then because that makes sense. But I'm saying, because right now, that's assuming everyone's bringing four people with them. Because like right now in downtown, people park other places and then they walk to the stadium or they get an Uber to the stadium.
And we don't know what the tailgating's. You would assume we're still going to tailgate like always tailgated. How many buses take up how many spots and all this.
Right.
You know, Keith brought it up to us on the text, like, what's it do for the short-term parking situation around the airport? Because there are many on the airport side itself, but there's a few, like on Rocky River Drive, that people park in short-term and they bus over to the airport.
Right.
What's that do on a game day? How does it change that?
Oh,
are people just walking down Brook Park Road?
Some of those airport, like overnight airport lots, could make a killing.
Yeah.
Off of game days, where they're just like, hey, any of the free spots that are available, you can get them for $100 a spot.
You have a rapid spot that is, you know, pretty close there. Does that change? Do they reroute the rapid? I don't know that we know all that logistically yet.
Yeah, they're still working on that.
They said, right, Daryl, that the traffic pattern is going to change around there.
You lean into a good point, Owen, because like I don't know that's them accounting for like what they're providing in terms of spaces. But I guess you're right, where it's like I would assume they think, hey, we're injecting all this life into Brook Park. There's going to be other places that just naturally decide, hey, we'll build a lot or we'll, you know, rent out our lot or whatever. And so that's where you kind of get the difference. Because like I said, 12 to 14,000 right now sounds low when you consider in downtown there's so many places to park and people always kind of find a way to get to the stadium from other places. But that makes a little bit more sense as well.
I'm going to make a bold prediction here.
Okay.
There's going to be more than 14,000 parking spaces available.
Is that bad?
I'm just going to leave it at that. There will be
more
than...
What are you suggesting they're doing, Daryl?
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just making an educated guess.
Stacking cars on top of each other?
Oh, it's called a parking garage. You might see one or two of those at some point, somewhere.
I mean, if there's going to be this big shopping center and all that, you'd think there's going to be a parking garage attached to it somewhere. So, yeah, I could see it. All right, Daryl.
There's also a lot of land available around that complex.
There is. Good stuff today. Big thanks to our guest, John Greco. He joined us at 8 o'clock. Go back and listen if you missed it. You can also find it at 92.thefan.com. Same thing with Henry Palatella, who joined us a segment ago at 9:20. Owen, tremendous job today. Thank you. Mitch Spinell, tremendous job today. Thank you. Daryl, this is it for us.
No, it's not. I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but it's it for us on this show. You'll be with Danny tomorrow. I'm back Thursday and Friday.
You guys will be out tying tennis shoes and running 40s together tomorrow.
We're going to time run a 40 tomorrow, don't
we? We're going to time it, and we'll bring it to the air on Thursday. Danny and I will talk about it.
You get one day off, Spencer. You can have one day off, then you got
to
come back.
Yep, I'll be back Thursday. I will talk to you then, Cleveland. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. Enjoy your training camp eve. I'll talk to you Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.